SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
In Hebron and Ramallah in the West Bank, the streets are empty, with heavy locks on shop doors. Palestinian residents have organised a general strike after a three-day Israeli raid on a refugee camp in the northern city of Tulkarm that killed 14 people. This merchant says the strike is in sympathy for the people in the north of the region.
It feels difficult for us, for every martyr and every child who falls. What is required from us is that we sympathize with our brothers because believers are brothers. What happened in the north is a little thing compared with what happened in Gaza. In Gaza, there are 34,000 martyrs or more, other than the missing.
The strike is a sign of how tensions remain high in the West Bank, where violence had already been on the rise before the Gaza war. And it has increased since with frequent Israeli raids, Palestinian street attacks and settler rampages in Palestinian villages. Now, as the war in Gaza rages on, Israel's military says it has arrested 8 suspects and 10 militants have been killed in what it's described as a counter-terrorism operation around Tulkarm. The latest in thousands of arrests and what the Palestinian Health Ministry says are more than 480 deaths in the region. The IDF's Netzer Yehuda unit is the active battalion in the West Bank. US Secretary of State Antony Blinken is reportedly poised to impose sanctions against the ultra-Orthodox unit, which has been accused of human rights violations. The IDF says it is not aware of the allegations and maintains that the battalion operates according to international law. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he will fiercely defend the army against any measures.
If anyone thinks they can impose sanctions on a unit of the IDF, I will fight it with all my strength. As our soldiers are united to protect us on the battlefield, we are united to protect them on the political field.
The Prime Minister has sought to keep the focus on Gaza, telling Israelis in a national address ahead of the Jewish holiday of Passover that the army will land additional and painful blows on Hamas, and that he will do what he can about the remaining Hamas hostages now held in Gaza for 200 days. But Israelis have continued to express frustration with the government's handling of the crisis. Protesters have carried mock coffins and wore black in the latest demonstration, calling for an immediate deal to release the hostages. This man, whose uncle is among them, accused Mr. Netanyahu of abandoning them day after day.
We are calling upon the government, if you can't free them now, step down, step away from office and let someone who can do this deal, let him take office and let him be in power, him or her, and just bring our hostages back because you obviously are failing to do so.
Elsewhere, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has met Hamas political leader Ismail Haniyeh in Istanbul. A written statement released by the Turkish Directorate of Communications said Erdogan told Haniyeh that Turkey continued to bring the attention of the international community to the need for an urgent permanent ceasefire. Ismail Haniyeh has come out saying Israel's demands during the ongoing ceasefire negotiations are unreasonable.
All they want is the return of hostages so they can continue the war on Gaza, and this cannot be. They want Hamas and the resistance to agree with maps referencing the deployment of the Israeli army, as if to say we are legitimizing the occupation of the Strip or a part of the Strip, and this cannot be. There must be a complete withdrawal from the Gaza Strip.
Meanwhile, the Palestinian Civil Emergency Service says teams have recovered 60 bodies from Nasser Hospital in Khan Yunis in the southern Gaza Strip, weeks after Israeli army forces retreated from the medical complex. More than 200 bodies have now been recovered there since last Friday. The service says more than 2,000 people are still missing under the rubble in Khan Yunis and around 1,000 in the central areas of the Gaza Strip. But they can't be extracted because of a lack of heavy equipment and machinery for rubble removal. More than 34,000 people have been killed in Israel's assault, which began after Hamas fighters attacked Israel on October the 7th, killing some 1,200 people and abducting another 253. Penry Buckley, SBS News.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.